USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden marking the two-year anniversary of the Capitol riot by awarding a special medal.
We honor a remarkable group of Americans who embodied the best before, during, and after January the 6th, 2021.
It's called the Presidential Citizens Medal, and it was given to state officials who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election, officers who defended the Capitol, and election workers. Biden said the recipients defended democracy with courage. A small group of conservatives is once again keeping Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House. Enough of them voted against the Californian on the 13th ballot to deny him the gavel. However, their ranks have grown smaller. The House is adjourning until 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. An adult is injured after a shooting at a school in southeastern Virginia. It happened at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Police said no students were injured, and it's no longer an active shooter situation. The Sacramento County Coroner has named all three people who were found dead in the southern part of the county from flooding.
Officials named Stephen Sampson, Catherine Martinez, and May King Lamb as the victims. Martinez's body was found Wednesday inside of a submerged car at New Hope Road after the New Year's Eve storm. Lamb's body was discovered in a field, and the CHP suspects say she was connected with a stranded car near Dillard Road west of Highway 99. On Sunday, officials found Sampson's body in a submerged car in the same area. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Georgia's governor is blasting a ban on tailgating in a college football national championship game. Republican Governor Brian Kemp tweeted his displeasure as the site for the Georgia Bulldogs game against TCU on Monday night. Kemp said in the South, a tailgate with friends and family is the only way to prepare for a big game. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is threatening the U.S. with hypersonic cruise missiles in addition to comparing U.S. policies to those of the Nazis. Medvedev issued the threat and the insult earlier today in a social media post in response to a U.S. embassy appeal to Russian citizens for peace. Medvedev is an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin and currently serves as deputy director of the Russian Security Council. The mother of the man accused in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting is under arrest in Oklahoma City. Adriana Reyes is accused of assault and threatening to kill a man. She was arrested on Wednesday. The U.S. military is now ordered to remove names and items related to the 19th century Southern American Confederacy.
The move, ordered by top brass at the Pentagon on Thursday, would get rid of over 1,100 building names, symbols, statues, and displays that honor the former CSA. There are still more than half a dozen U.S. Army bases named for Confederate generals, including Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Benning, Georgia. The Pentagon has until January 1st, 2024 to meet its goal. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Mega Millions jackpot is closing in on $1 billion. An estimated $940 million is up for grabs in tonight's drawing. Tonight's drawing scheduled for 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.